Hey, the NIV is a joke. It is a joke. The ESV is a joke. And look, the people who created these Bibles, they know that. They purposely put stupid doctrines within the Bible, foolish verses within the Bible, because they know that people who have those Bibles don't even read them. They're making a mockery of people. Like, let's just put this really random, stupid verse, and no one's going to read it. That liberal fun center over there, they're only going to stick to the book of John. They're only going to stick to, and anytime they'll go to the Old Testament, they're probably just going to go to the book of Proverbs. Just put something in the historical books. They won't even notice. And they're just laughing their heads off in the background because a bunch of Christians, Bible believers, are toting around these false Bible versions that are just a joke. They are a joke. The ESV is a joke. The NIV is a joke. But let me take it a step further. The Reina Valera 1960 Spanish Bible is a joke. Now, who speaks Spanish in here? Okay. Who does soul winning in Spanish? All right. I hope you don't use the 1960. And if you do, that Bible needs to go into that Bible burning thing Pastor Shelley's got going on. Okay. That Bible is only good for fuel and toilet paper. It's a garbage Bible. It's a joke of a Bible. And you say, why are you making a big deal about the 1960? Because of the fact that you have independent fundamental Baptist churches who have a Spanish ministry, and these Baptists claim to be KJV only, but they're permitting the NKJV equivalent in Spanish in their church. They're permitting the NIV, the New International Version, Spanish version in their church. Because that's exactly what the 1960 is. You know, the 1960 perverts salvation. In 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. In the 1960, it says, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow into salvation. That's heresy. And yet you have Baptist pastors, Spanish Baptist pastors who preach from that Bible. I mean, what do you say? How are they going to even like explain that away? Oh, you know, growing to salvation in the Greek, it says something else. Yeah, in the corrupt text, it says something else. But in the Textus Receptus, it doesn't say that at all. It says grow, and that's it. It's a joke of a Bible. And you know what? This is a sensitive point to a lot of Spanish churches because of the fact that that's just the Bible they've always used. You know, we're not going to go with anything new. We're not going to go with the Gomez because, you know, the 1960 is the one we... The 1960 was not that long ago. That's the new Bible. What are you talking about? Go with the 1569. Go with the 1602. Go with the 1909 if you have to. Go with the Gomez because it's based off of those Bibles. But don't say that the 1960 is some old Bible. It's from the 60s. That's not that long ago, folks. Amen. The 1960... Amen. I see that hand. You know, it's a joke of a Bible. And there's plenty other just foolish things that that Bible teaches. You know, in the book of Jude, the Bible says, and if some have compassion, making a difference. In Spanish, it says, whoever doubts, convince them. Just completely changes the verse entirely. And look, I've shown Spanish pastors this, and they'll look through it and they'll just say, yeah, well, no, it's just Spanish is just a different language. Well, it's not like Chinese. I mean, well, it could be a different language, but can we at least keep it somewhat the same?